Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen.
And we are back.
We're always back.
We're always back. We're never like, imagine if 1 week I was just like, I'm not back.
And I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, what's been going on?
Okay. Well, this week I actually am back. I'm back for my honeymoon. You know, I know I was on last week too, but I wasn't like fully mentally back. So,
Jared's episode was so funny.
I know. I listened to it an additional time and I was cracking up.
Yeah, he has a great setup though right now, wherever he's staying. But yeah, that episode was great. So you're on your honeymoon. How does it feel that to be a wed woman?
I like it.
I saw you were in your dress yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, so my dress is just in my closet. And then it was like after work, after our DST production meeting. And I like opened my closet and I'm like, I see my dress. I'm like, oh, I love this dress. I wish I could wear it. And then I was like, wait, what's stopping me from wearing it? Like, and then I was like, oh, you're not going to put it on. You don't need to go through that hassle. I'm like, what's the hassle? Like taking it off the thing. I'm like, it became almost like an adventure for me.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, I'm going to like do this weird thing. Like, and then
what happened?
I just put it on and then I went and Avi was like on a phone call and then I sort of harassed him on the porch. And then I came inside and started eating with a photo that you saw was me eating bread out of a bag.
Oh, I thought you were cooking. It looked like you were cooking.
No, I was eating bread out of a bag because my mom ordered bread, a large loaf of bread and dips for lunch yesterday. So I was having seconds.
An actual mezze.
Actually, yes, an actual mezze. So that was what I did. And then like I took it off because honestly, it is so fucking tight. It like already doesn't fit.
How many days have it been?
Like 20-ish. I don't even
Whatever.
Know.
Yeah, no, mine is like I had, mine has been hanging in Rusty's mom's house like since the day after the wedding. And like recently they like cleaned out their closets and she was like, do you want me to get this in a box? I was like, yeah, sure. I don't. She's like, do you want to get it cleaned? I was like, I don't know. Do people do that? She's like, I can get it clean for you. I was like, you're so nice. Thanks. Yeah. Otherwise, well, it'd just be like hanging in this wrong bag. Like it was in some like Filene's basement bag.
Well, wedding salon actually gives you like a free cleaning certificate or whatever. They did. I can't find it, but I'm just going to ask them to like tell them I forgot it. And I'm going to get it cleaned because like, first of all, it is like ripped.
It's so dirty on the bottom too.
It's so dirty.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it barely survived.
Well, I guess you got it on yesterday to eat some bread.
Yeah.
So it's funny because I'm actually going on my vacation. We're celebrating our 1 year anniversary. We're leaving tomorrow. And we're going also to a similar location.
Where are you going?
Maine and Cape Cod.
Same. But
my Rusty, like, printed out like an itinerary and on it he was like, by Rusty, with the help of Betches Travel and our friend JA, because like we were harassing JA for like recommendations where we should go. Cause I've never been to Maine. I think Rusty has, but I've never been to any of those areas. But Betches Travel just released some great guide. And so I'm excited. We're leaving tomorrow.
That's very exciting. Yeah, Maine's really nice. And so is Cape
Cod. I'm struggling with the packing. Like,
what about it?
what the fuck do I pack? Like, the weather is all changing. I looked, Rusty's like, bring two light jackets. And I look at my closet. I'm like, I have heavy jackets and I have like, or medium jackets, he said. And I have light jackets, but I have no medium jackets.
Yeah, it's actually, it does get kind of cold.
I know, it's cold.
Yeah, it depends where you go. Where are you going in Cape Cod?
I'm saying going to Chatham. I've never been there. Yeah, we found like some cute little hotel. And we're bringing Sansa.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, how long are you going to Cape Cod for? Because you just...
2 days.
Yeah, that's enough. Like, all you do is drive around to, like, little cute towns. You should go to Provincetown. Yeah. It's, like, really fun.
Everything is just, like, cute little towns. We're going hiking one day. Today, I've been walking around in hiking boots that Rusty bought me on Amazon because I refused to buy them. And he said, I have to walk them in. Or what is it called? Wear them in?
Wear them in?
Break them in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Avi and I had that same exact conversation. I was like, I'm not getting hiking boots. How much hiking do you think we're doing?
Right. We're going one day. Like, and I'm like, do you know my knees? Like, I'm not going up these things. And then I was like, I don't want to go hiking. And then the next day he texts me like, what's your shoe size? And I'm like, whatever, 8. And then these Amazon boots showed up.
Oh my gosh. That is so
Avi. He's like the dictator of this trip.
Oh yeah. No, J.A. also has hiking boots, so, like, it's okay.
J.A. is, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like J.A. is, like, Sporting Spice.
Yeah. She- okay, so...
So what's been going on since you got back? Like, in terms of... I remember everybody... You told everybody that you were never going on a diet in your life again. And now you are back, as you say in the beginning. We're back. And how are you feeling, Saman?
So I'm like trying to kind of like do the whole go back to like the intuitive eating thing. The foods are delicious. The fear of weight gain is real. Yeah. I realized a few things. One is I realized that the foods that I love are all foods that were put majorly off limits by past diets. And the foods that I like, and the foods that were allowed on past diets, I find like disgust with. Not the items themselves, like baby carrots, let's say. Like, I don't dislike baby carrots like inherently, but my association with like eating them as a diet food and like the unhappiness of it makes me kind of like be like, ugh. Like, so I feel that way about all the healthy foods. Basically, like, I feel like disdain for them. Like, salmon. Yeah. Ew. You know?
maybe it's just how you feel right now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's like a very like new thing. But and then in terms of like the body shame and stuff.
just the casual body shame stuff.
I noticed I've been doing like a lot of body checking, like a lot of looking in the mirror, like, do I look thin here? Like staring at myself. I look at my wedding photos and like I feel like 75% happy with myself. But then there's that part that's like, oh, couldn't you just have like dieted in July? And then
what do you say back to yourself?
And then I'm like, but like I'm so happy and the wedding was amazing and like I look like me.
And that also doesn't necessarily have to be your thought.
Right. Also, I look like me. Like that's the other thing is that like I actually look like who I am. Not like this aspirational version that I'm always trying to get back to, which I feel like later in life will be better. That's one thing. And then I also like over the honeymoon had such like an emotional confrontation with the body stuff as it relates to clothing. And I realized how much of my like body dissatisfaction is tied up in clothing and like what I want to be wearing, like, and how I want to look in certain things. And that outside of like, that I don't have like a style that maybe fits my body type and that is also physically comfortable because I sent you a picture when I was on my honeymoon. I was like, do you see how, and I was like, I said, like, I feel so physically uncomfortable. I can't breathe in this dress. Mm-hmm. For anyone who looked at my stories, that's the dress I got the most comments about. People asking, where's this dress? I wore it to rehearsal dinner. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. And like, that's cute. Really love that dress, but it was like not comfortable. Like I couldn't like enjoy, I wanted to go home earlier because I'm like uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's real.
That's kind of where I stand.
I've been thinking about style a lot lately, and like whether my style is, I don't know if we've talked about this, like whether my style is like what I think like looks good or looks good for my body. I mean, I get like the whole flat, that makes sense, looks good for your body, but am I not wearing certain things because like of some sort of like self-conscious thing? Like, do I act, I know this is so, it's deep, it's not deep, but it's like too far down that I'm not ready to like, think about. But I mean, is like, is my style really my style? Like, am I eating? Like, it's the same thing with eating. Like, am I dressing intuitively kind of?
Like, yeah, that's also, that's kind of the question I'm having. Like, why did I pick these clothes? Did I pick them because I like them and that I like my ideal self, which is a thinner self or has always been a thinner self? Is that what I wanted to like be getting into? Do I like them because I like them or because like I want to look good in them?
Right, right. It's the same question. Is like, are these rules, external rules? Is this like coming from a should place? The same thing with like exercise, anything you choose to do, like, is it coming from like an external pressure, not pressure, but an external force, or is it coming from an internal force?
Well,
and that's really like, I mean, for me, my internal force is I always like to be comfortable. Like, I never like to be uncomfortable. I mean, with the exception of certain, and even heels, like, fuck that. But then again, I'm short. But then it's like, why do I have to be tall? Like, I'm not going to get much taller than, like, I'm 5 feet tall. Like, I can't get, what am I going to get to 5'7"? Yeah. Why do I need that? Just so I can see, like, somebody's eyesight? Like, but yeah, I don't know. It's, well, just, I've just been thinking about it a lot, especially as I'm packing. Like, I'm like, what? I don't even know what I like to wear.
Yeah, I know. Especially because we've been inside for so long and, like, had so few social occasions that, like, we barely had to make any outfits. You know what I
know.
I mean?
And I was looking through my drawer of like, because Rusty also told me I needed 2 sweaters.
He's right.
So I was looking through
my
drawer.
You're going to regret those nights that you're cold. I once made...
No. I'm leather jacketing. I'm so excited.
You're probably going to be colder than that.
Colder than a leather jacket in Ken and Bunkport?
Okay. I went out to dinner one night in basically a Gunkwit, basically Ken and Bunkport. And I was so... It was windy. It's very windy. I was so cold.
What kind of jacket is this?
I was wearing like a suede summer jacket. Oh, but even in leather, it would not have been warm enough. Maybe it would. Maybe I'm cold. I'm hot. I'm cold.
I have more tolerance for cold than you.
At night, it gets really windy. And
yeah, my
that
mom
makes
told me
you
that
cold.
Too. Everyone's in fucking Maine.
Yeah, because there's nowhere else to go.
Well, anyway, so I was going through my sweater drawer and I found like all these sweats from the beginning of quarantine when everybody was on there like, oh, buy this sweat from whatever soft company.
Lou and Gray.
Yeah, whatever. And I'm like, am I ever going to, like, oh, I guess it's almost winter.
Yes. Wait. Okay, wait.
Oh, it's almost winter.
Winter is coming.
No, winter is coming.
Okay, just going back to what you're saying about where does my style come from?
Yeah.
I also think that my style is shadily influenced by like the page of Revolve models, something navies, size and style. Like in my mind, it's the clothes I like are inextricably tied up in my thin self that could potentially wear them, which is what leads to my discomfort because I buy clothing that doesn't quite fit and it's so physically uncomfortable and then it leads me to be less, enjoying less. Mm-hmm. But then I go back and forth in my head. I'm like, okay, but when I've been thinner in the past, I've been so confident and I felt so good in those clothes that when I could finally wear them like once the day I got to like that weight, quote unquote. But now my discomfort is like this body checking, like looking at my stomach, my arms. Like, so it's a different form of discomfort that I'm experiencing.
Right. I totally get what you're saying about like, where is it coming from? Am I just being influenced by the images that are being or I'm serving myself? Because you follow these people.
I don't follow something navy anymore, but like...
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think really you just have to follow people that are more like a size that you relate to, that have good... good, I mean, style that you like. And that's really the answer. Like, because you're constantly going to be body checking, comparing yourself to, you put in the same outfit, but I don't look the same.
Right. You know? Right.
So,
right.
But for many of us, like we don't, a lot of effort, like it's a way to express creativity or your whatever. So it's okay to be influenced by certain people and images, and it's okay because we can't always like just put something together from scratch. Like that's what the whole like fashion magazine industry is. So that's okay if you can't just pull it together from like your head, and it's okay to compare it to something that you've seen. But I think the problem that you're experiencing is the like, oh, I don't look the same than what I'm imagining. So if you find something to imagine that you can feel the same in, like, and feel like success and like, oh, this is, I'm so proud of myself. I pulled this outfit together inspired by this. And I love how I look because I loved how she looked. And it's sort of like, it's almost the same experience, but positive. And yeah, that's what I'm working. I need to find some good influencers.
Yeah, I think that's the answer. I'm also interested in following people who are of a size that is closer to mine, or that just aren't super thin. Like they don't even need to be my, you know, just someone who is not like a rail. But something I actually DM'd Jenny Greenstein because I was like thinking about this.
Yeah.
To the listeners, you might recognize her. She's been on before at Your Soul Style. We've talked about her before. And she did Aileen's like closet cleanup.
Oh, you guys should watch that.
Yeah. And so I DM'd her. I like told her like what I, cause we like, we'll go back and forth sort of on like the politics sometimes. So I DM'd her, like told her like what I was like feeling. I said, I was like working on some like more body acceptance, like what, and I explained like, I don't know what to wear. And then I started thinking like, what if I like started to look at items of clothing that I would have just like written off as like, not cool or something.
It's almost the same thing with food that you've written off as not healthy, quote unquote.
Yeah. Like what if I wore like looser jeans that aren't like, that are not uncomfortable? Like what if I didn't only just go straight for the skinny jean on the jeans website? Like, you know, like more comfortable. Like what if I, you know, I love like button down shirts. Like what if I like wore them more?
Oh my God, that's a great, you know, I love button down shirts. What if I like wore them more?
Okay.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm all for it. I agree.
Right.
I agree. And then also sometimes I feel, you know, I think about like man repeller, like the idea of man repeller and how, you know, a lot of the times I'm wearing something because I want my husband to like it. And I wonder is like, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's fine, but also am I like, is that me? You know what I mean?
Also,
like, is that
like,
my style or am I trying to impress him?
Right. I find that Avi doesn't like actually know what he likes until he sees it and then likes it or dislikes it.
Sees the full look. But right, you know what I mean? Like, is what I'm choosing to wear a reflection of how I'm feeling, or is it how I want to, I want my partner to see me? I mean, it's a really like, you know, I don't know, because I do want him to like it. And I know he'll like whatever I wear, whatever I'm confident in. But sometimes I'm like, you don't like this. I know you don't. You don't like this. I'm changing. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like, another level
puff sleeves.
Oh yeah.
It's like a thing. Wait, and I'm like, I love my puff sleeves. And now I like,
yeah,
Avi
doesn't
them.
Like ruffles of any kind.
It's like, what do you know?
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
So, you know what else I thought about on our honeymoon as I was observing just, you know, people on the beach, at the pool.
Tell me.
And this is related to like how we feel in clothes. So like we talked about, you know, observing different bodies on vacation and body types and sizes. And something that hit me as I was like observing different people was that even before I registered like someone's size or some, or like any observation, the first, or like, I guess the thing that sticks out the most to me is that you can sense how comfortable the person feels in their own body. Like whether they're holding in their stomach or if they're like trying to like cover it or
how they're trying sitting. To like,
how they're sitting,
whether they're fidgety,
rearranging your bathing suit to like cover your fupa. Been there, right. Done that. Like, you know, sort of hunching over some ways. And I noticed like, that's not something you can fake.
Meaning what?
Meaning people feel uncomfortable. How people feel about themselves is not necessarily correlated to their absolute size. It's correlated to like, you know, you could feel worse about yourself just because you like had a big meal last night and you're feeling bloated. And right. So that'll affect how you like move around for the day.
That's actually really funny that you brought this up, because also over this weekend, I was in a bikini for most of it. It was Labor Day weekend. And I posted this. I completely forgot this. I posted about it because I felt like I thought about the first day that I had to put on like a bathing suit in front of people after quarantine. And then I thought back of today. I'm not a different size. But I felt so different. Like I didn't even check myself like in the mirror barely. And the second day I went to the beach with people I have not seen in a while. Like, you know, like people I normally would have had severe anxiety about, oh my God, I have to be in a bathing suit in front of these people. And I did not like even give a shit. It was such a great feeling. Like I just didn't care. I mean, I cared in a positive way because I was like, wow, like I must have, I didn't even notice this shift. Like I didn't even how happy I could feel, you know, like, I was like late the day before when I wasn't with like the group of people at the beach, I was laying at the, when I posted it, I was like laying on my chair at the pool and I was just like I felt so neutral and then sometimes even positive about how I looked. And then I remembered certain things that I would body check myself about, like, you know what I mean? Like when you're laying like at a certain angle, like,
yes.
And then I heard certain like words or phrases from other people in my life from the past of like, I remember my grandma, like things just came up for me about stuff that now I would just not, I can't believe that was said to me. And I'm so happy that I feel like more out of it. Like I remember my grandma once telling me that like, and I don't want to trigger anyone, but she was like, you should see your feet when you look down. And when you look down when you're standing. And I'm like, and I still remember that, but I forgot it for a long time. Yeah. And you know, obviously that's passed down to my mom and obviously passed down to me. But it like made me kind of sick. Like when I was laying there, I was like, oh my God, like, what an awful fucking thing to tell a kid. And like, what an awful thing just to have in your head as you look at yourself. Like, imagine if it was just like, just pot, like instead, like, a positive message can be sent to me in that moment. But then in that, when I was laying there, I was just like, wow, like, that doesn't affect me at all. And I feel like I'm laying here and I feel very grateful for my body. And it was just such a different, it was just such a shift. And I don't know, it felt so good. Like, and then I wasn't fidgeting, and I just got up to just go. Rusty's like, you want to go in the pool? I'm like, yeah. And then I remembered a time when my brother and I visited when I was much younger, visited my grandma at her house. I don't know why, well, grandma stuff. But and my brother kept wanting to hang out with me to go in the pool, and I would not get off my chair because I did not want to stand up, and I did not want people to, like, look as I stood. You know what I mean? So I just laid in the chair, and I kept saying, I don't like to swim. I don't like to swim. I like to go in the pool. I don't swim. I like to walk in the shallow area.
Stand.
Yes, stand and walk. But it was just so many different, like, I felt so much, like, kind of less in this, like, mental prison, you know?
Yeah. No, it's, like, pretty crazy how to think what you're saying, like, that you wouldn't get up.
I wouldn't get up. And, like, I felt so bad because my brother wanted to, like, he was younger at the time, play with me, you right. know? And it was, and I wanted to hang out with him, but I was so self-conscious. It, like, obviously overtook me, and I wouldn't get off my chair. Even, and, like, to go to the bathroom, I would just, like, put, like, sit there, and I put my, like, cover up, you know, on.
Yeah.
Oh, in front of, it was a senior citizen community. What am I going to give a shit what I look like? You know what I mean?
How old were you?
I don't know. Like, probably in high school or in college. Because my brother's 10 years younger than me. So it's.
Right.
Like, obviously, he was wanted to, like, hang. It was, like, cute. And I don't know. And to this day, like, if we had been on a vacation, like, more recently, he'd be like, oh, I thought you don't like to swim. I was like, don't listen to me.
Also, even what you said to, like, sort of kick off this point was the idea of, like, being in a bikini in front of X. And, like, that is something that, like, occupied the first 30 years of our lives. Like, that was the only way we thought about summer. Like, that was the only way we, or vacation, or being in a bikini at all. Like, I have to be in a bikini for spring break. I have to be in a bikini in front of people.
Orientation. I need to get ready for vacation. Yeah, for vacation. Like, meaning, yeah. Yeah. And it's crazy.
Getting ready for vacation was, like, a thing.
I know. And now this is the first summer that I never, or like, oh, it's summer bodies are made in the winter. All of that bullshit. Or, like, all of this, like, oh no, it's already, like, May and I haven't lost 20 pounds. Like, every right. year somebody, you see.
Did you think you were going to?
Right. And it's just,
what made me think this year would be different?
And the alternative is what kind of I'm feeling now is the, like, nothing's changed. You don't change your body and you wear clothes that make you feel good in the body you're in and not, like, change your body to fit in the clothes that you think that you look good in. Or that doesn't even make any sense because you're not even
change your body. Change yourself to fit into the clothes that your aspirational body would look good in,
or that you think that people will think something of you if you wear them.
Yeah, not even. Yeah, yeah, it could be that,
like,
too.
Like, they're cool,
right?
Like, right. Why else would you? Why would you know, then you could just wear something else that fits you.
Well, okay. I'm thinking, like, you know how my, like, favorite outfit is just, like, a t-shirt and jeans? And, like,
yeah,
I can be either really happy with how I look in a t-shirt and jeans or, like, kind of not happy with myself about how I look in a t-shirt and jeans. So, like, it's sort of like this, it's sort of like me always aspiring to look a certain way in that t-shirt and jeans. Like.
Right. But you look the way you look in the t-shirt and jeans, and it looks good from, like, my perspective, everybody else's perspective, but in your head, because you're trying to aspire to be a different size always,
yes.
or look a different way, you, in your head, think you look bad. The same way me looking at your wedding pictures, thinking you look amazing, these pictures are great. I know what you're thinking. I know you're thinking you have a different image in your head of what you wish you'd look like. But in my head, I think you look great. Wow, she looks like herself. She looks happy. She's going to look back on these pictures and she's going to love them. You know what I mean? And you're just picking it. But that's also what I said in what I wrote in the in that post of me in my bikini. And it's really, that's like the challenge. Like, okay, so you want to lose weight. That's one thing. But I think first, before, I almost feel like the preparation to lose weight isn't any jump start, nothing. I think it's really liking your body as it is now and then seeing if you want to lose weight.
Yeah. No, I actually,
you know what I mean? And I get that that's challenging because in many ways, some people, that's the reason why they want to lose weight, because they don't feel happy in how in their bodies, right? And it sounds counterintuitive, but I feel like that's, I don't know, that to me, I feel like is the missing piece in all of this. Like all the weight loss, all the shit that's out there, all the diet stuff, it's all like centered around self-hate.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
I think part of why I could not really diet for the wedding, and like why I just like, I could not fucking do it, is because I had already passed that point where I felt like so defeated, and I wasn't, the way that I'm not like so 100%, I'm not like mostly unhappy about my wedding pictures. I'm only like a little.
You said 25%.
25%. That's, yes, I'm only like 25% unhappy with them. That's like the flip side of the fact that the dieting was impossible for me this time around. Like I literally can't anymore. I cannot restrict myself anymore. Like it is impossible for me because it's been basically just like ruined by like reading intuitive eating and like trying to pursue that in the past. And like the fact that I am actually actively trying to accept my body. Does it make sense what I'm saying? Like the reason I'm able to be a little bit like okay with it is like the flip side of kind of giving up on dieting and like being able to undo it.
But the thing is that like once you give up dieting, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden, like you're just, I mean, in the immediacy, you are eating more than, or more like more quote unquote unhealthy. Like I'm not saying that what eating like ice cream and all the shit that you're saying that's anti-diet is unhealthy, because also Jessica Knoll posted this thing yesterday. I saw on her, cause she's also like, she healed through intuitive eating, about like certain kind of ideas that forced her into the intuitive eating space, is that like being healthy doesn't mean things that are low calorie. Being healthy is not like restricting or eat clean eating. It's not only about exercise and your nutrition, AKA low calorie. This is, again, I want to talk about nutrition for a second, because really healthy is creating a balance in your life to allow yourself to do something that you want to do. So if like in that moment you want to have a little ice cream, that's healthy. And that I read that, I was like, that makes so much sense. Like we need to redefine healthy, like what that means, first of all. And because everybody's just striving to be in the smaller body. That doesn't mean that that's healthy.
Also, if you're like constantly stressing out from counting your calories and hating your body, that is a stressful state to be in. And that is also unhealthy. It causes inflammation.
Yeah. And binge eating and yo-yo dieting.
Yes. Right. Like, I think that like it took me maybe till like recently to be like, oh, like yo-yo dieting is a form of disordered eating. And I have it. Like, I have it. That's it. Like,
yeah,
that's me.
I totally, I agree. And I, on that, that's what I wanted to mention about nutrition. Like I have been having a lot of trouble sleeping. I think I've been on my phone for too much before bed. But in my attempts of slumber, I've been thinking about, I had like these thoughts about nutrition and like what my idea of nutrition, going back to that first line, one of those first lines in intuitive eating about like, I know everything about nutrition and that hasn't helped me up until this point. And so why not just try something else? But my whole, and then I was thinking about that, like, okay, yeah, I do know. I remember like going to speak to my dietitian and being like, I know everything. Like I just do, like, we just need to help me like lose weight, whatever. And now I'm thinking, I'm like, I think what I mean by what I know of everything about nutrition is I know how many calories is in everything. But that's not nutrition.
Oh, yeah.
That's not nutrition. Nutrition is literally the nutrients that are in things. It's not calories. Calories is like,
I thought when an energy you said unit. I know everything about nutrition, I thought you meant you also know the nutrients.
I don't know all the nutrients. I mean, I know like around like what has more protein and what has, that's like macronutrients, but I almost think that now I have to, I feel like
it's all through a weight loss lens in your head.
It's all through a weight loss lens, right. So now I can appreciate certain, or I can start to learn how to appreciate certain foods for what they do from a nutrient, actual nutrition perspective, rather from than a weight loss perspective. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, right. Not to bring up fiber, but certain, like maybe I would eat, choose a certain food because I didn't have enough fiber for the day, you know, because that's just, oh, my body needs that, you know? Whereas before I'd be like, I used to never eat enough fiber. And that's why like my dietitian was like, you need to add more fiber. And it's just to lose weight, not from, because I need it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes. Yes. I know what you mean. No, I think that's a good point. Like maybe I could learn to enjoy salmon again if I didn't look at it as like my weight loss meal, like, the one thing on the menu that I can quote unquote have, like maybe if I look at it as like, oh, this is a fish that can be seasoned in interesting ways and actually taste really good and also have X, Y, and Z health benefits rather than like,
right,
this is the one thing that the nutritionists or whatever recommend.
I have to tell you, and I texted you this when we were talking on your honeymoon about like how I realized on one day that I did not have any meat for, I've been eating like fish and like chickpeas and like all that stuff for the last like 4 days. And I didn't even realize it. Like it's just what I was eating and that's just what I was choosing. Like I had sushi, a really amazing sushi meal. And I had like, I had an incredible lox, you know? And I went to this nice restaurant in the Hamptons and I was craving fish and it was just, and I didn't even do it on purpose. But then I thought like, this is what we talked about. If I had set out from an external perspective, oh, you should eat less meat, I would probably have made it 1 to 2 days.
Right. Because the restriction is what makes the other things so good. Like even chemically, that's why like I just only want to eat like fried foods from the kids' meal.
but it really, I have to tell you, it works. Like I haven't even been doing it this long. Like yesterday or 2 days ago, we were driving back a Labor Day, driving back to the Hamptons. And I was like sitting there, I was like, I want ice cream. And it's like something I want. It's not because I'm restricting it for any, like that's what I want. And I was and Rusty was like, okay, we'll get some Carvel on our way home. And we got the Carvel when it was time to like eat the ice cream at night. It was delivered and it came, Rusty and I have, it came delivered in the same size. And without thinking about it, zero thought, like, oh, this is too much for me. Like, for my, you know, I like took a bowl, I scooped out however much I wanted. I put the rest in the fridge. I used the crunchy toppings because those are the best. What else do you go to Carvel for? And I was happy. Like, I'm telling you, it like ends up working. And I didn't eat anything after. It didn't.
Right.
Nothing when you happened. Like, because I ate what I wanted and I ate the amount that I wanted. And I'm sure, and if I wanted more, I would have gotten more.
I just wonder, like, at what point I'm going to stop, like, definitely wanting a pint of ice cream to myself after dinner.
You don't stop wanting it. You might want a little bit less. Like, after lunch, I bought fish food. I realized Ben and Jerry's fish food is, like, my favorite ice cream in the whole world. And after lunch yesterday, I pulled out the pint that I bought that was new, and I started eating a little. I was like, fuck this. I'm going to go sit down with this pint. And I just ate a little, and I was like, I'm done. And then I put it back. I'm telling you, like, this is weird. It's like Twilight Zone in this house. Right.
Well, I'm very excited to, like, continue doing it.
It's truly bizarre. I don't know.
No, I don't think it's bizarre. I think it makes, like, complete sense.
No, it makes sense, but it's Twilight Zone knowing my normal habits.
Well, just think about, like, babies. Like, you know how slow a baby eats their ice cream? Like, I don't understand how you have this shit dripping down your hand and you're not devouring it, baby.
Right. But then I'm also noticing when I'm eating more or I'm, whether it's emotional or whether I'm hungry or it's like just tiny, tiny observations every day, just being like kind of booked in your head. And then they just come to the surface and you're like, wow, I just learned something about myself that I normally would not have.
Now it's time for our non-scale wins of the week, brought to you by Nivea Body Wash with Nourishing Serum. Nivea believes the little things and the choices you make add up to a well-nourished life because when you put good in, you get good out. So here's a non-scale win that shares a little bit of goodness. This comes from a listener DM.
Hi, as most people do, I'd like to start by saying that I absolutely love your podcast. I'm a longtime listener. Literally, I found it a week after you posted the whole 30 episode because I was about to do another round and wanted inspiration. Anyway, my mindset has totally changed since then, as the podcast has too, and I couldn't be happier about it. On to the win. 4 years ago, my friend and I took this photo together after a super fun event. I remember she posted it, and all I could think about was how awful and ginormous my arms looked from the side. I thought I looked so ugly. I immediately untagged myself as if that somehow made the picture go away. Just the other day, she sent it to me because it just popped up as a memory for her, and I immediately thought, oh my God, what a cute photo. As I type my response, I realize the contrast in my thoughts from 4 years ago when the photo was taken to now. I have such a better appreciation for my body now and all the things it can do. I am so, so, so happy with how you two have changed the conversation about dieting body image for the better. Thank you for all that you do. My body rocks, betch. So cute.
Wow. Her body rocks.
Her body rocks. I feel like this is, the whole conversation like sort of blended with this exact message.
It's
so true. Like, you think back to like these thoughts that you might have in the past, and like it's so nice to feel like whether you're one foot out, a toe out, on like in a different kind of path, and it feels so good. And has that ever happened to you where you saw a photo and you're like, and you remember how you thought then, and then you're like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Definitely. And also the other way, where I thought I looked really good at the time. Yeah, and I look at it now, I'm like, what?
Yeah, same. I remember looking at college pictures and I remember loving those pictures. And I'm like, my bra is like a half out. I thought I looked good.
That was done on purpose.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow.
That was a fashion decision.
Translucent shirt that I thought was hot. Anyway, okay, so what's your non-scale win, Saman?
Okay, so this is actually like a pretty big one that I've been saving up for a few weeks until we had a chance to share this together, because in past weeks we've had guests and I thought that this is better for like one of our episodes.
Okay.
So as a recovering, we talked with Freckled Foodie about like being a recovering perfectionist and a recovering bitch also. But so I felt that like as a recovering perfectionist, I found that our wedding was actually like a really good exercise for me because it had a lot of imperfections. I'm sure like maybe you noticed some of them, but like there were a lot. Like I actually made like a list that I, when I wrote this down that I was going to read. Now I'm thinking it's like not necessary to read the list, but regardless of those imperfections, also like it was a COVID wedding to start with, like the number one imperfection. Like I still felt that it was like so perfect anyway, because of its imperfections. Like one example I'll give is like during the ceremony when like the microphones malfunctioned and then Bruce was like crawling out into the middle.
I thought that
like,
was perfect with Bruce. I was dying laughing. It was so great.
And like Avi's nieces were like taking pictures of us in the middle of the aisle. Like that was like so cute in the photos. Like, you know,
I know, those are so great. Those great moments.
Yeah. So like all those things that like were technically like not like imperfections. Like I actually thought it was just like, you know, I forgot my vows, like, you know, not like totally forgot, but like I gave them to someone, didn't know where they were for a minute.
It was funny. You were like, vows, please.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. So there was, I was sweating profusely. Like it was so fucking hot. Like there were just many things going wrong and it was like still really nice.
Well, what you said afterwards or during the wedding or somebody said during the wedding, maybe it was Avi, it was like all these kind of like imperfections or whatever, all this stuff that you did, unplanned circumstances, kind of made the wedding like yours.
Yes.
And it made it like this human event. And when people try to make everything so perfect, it's so boring. Like you need all the fun is like in the imperfections, all like the humanity is in all of that. Like none of us are perfect.
Yes. That's exactly what the win was that I found that it was like silly and fun because it was like not perfect.
Totally. I agree. It was so much fun and it was so beautiful.
Thanks. Thank you. I'm waiting for my photos back.
I know, right? Isn't that the best of the worst to have to wait, but then the best to get them.
Well, I'm hoping that like they're good.
I'm sure they're great.
And they don't cause a spiral of any kind.
It looks good on my Instagram. It's going to look good in a professional camera.
Okay, great. So what's your non-scale win?
I feel like my big one really was the bathing suit non-fiasco of 2020, of just being able to kind of feel very free. Speaking on the bathing suit moment, so I was with this girl who's like very fit, and she's one of Rusty's friends, girlfriends. She's very fit, and I again compared myself back to what I my mindset 6 months ago to now, and I was looking at her and I changed my bathing suit. I wasn't comparing us, and I wasn't thinking anything about her body. Like I wasn't even like, oh my god, she looks so good, you know, she's so fit. Like I wasn't doing any of that, and I noticed that way after, like the next day. And it made me realize that like once you stop putting value in being thin for yourself, you stop valuing that in others, and you don't pay attention to it, you don't compare, and all you do is like see the person for who they are. And I was like shocked by this revelation.
Yes.
It felt so I'm serious because I've never, it's like all these things are just like coming like to my eyes. Like I feel like, I don't know, like I don't, like there's stars everywhere. Like I was just like I really like this girl. She's so fun to hang out with. I had nothing to, whereas maybe like before I'd be like, I don't want to be next to her. She's so thin, you know, whereas
yes.
as a younger person, you would do that. I don't know. It was such like a nice.
It is a revelation.
That revelation is my win. And
you just see people for who they are.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Once you stop making it about like surface level shit, it's not only thinness. It's also like other forms of status too. I'm not saying that you are like that. I'm saying like people are like that.
People are like that.
Yeah.
Like you see the superficial, you judge on the superficial, and you compare on the superficial, and that's where you decide to stack yourself.
That's where you become a bitch that's not in recovery.
Right. And instead, naturally. I just didn't give a shit about how I looked. I didn't give a shit about how she looked. And it was just a fun day. Like, what a nice beach day.
A day of revelations.
Anyway.
This has been a fun episode. So fun. And to think we just got on here and I said, you just ask me questions and I ask you some questions too. That was how we planned this episode.
A great chat with friends. Yeah. All right, guys, that was fun. And so email us dst@betches.com. Please go rate, review, subscribe. We need you guys to just show us some love. This is how we're able to do the podcast with more better reviews. It just fuels us, you know? And follow us, obviously, to plug ourselves at Sammy, at Aileen, at Diet Starts Tomorrow, if you want to go DM Carly. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Betches.